Thanks, Brad. Good morning. With the announcement from Eureka City manager David Tyson that he will step down at the end of his contract in December, it left many questions about the current state of the city unanswered, including the search for a new police chief. Tyson spoke about that search, a search that has been whittled down to 7 candidates, with the goal of having a new chief in place before Tyson retires.
Well, that decision will be made probably in the next 2 months. We'll be making a recommendation to council. I'm guessing at this point it's probably the second meeting in June, maybe the first meeting in July. We'll be making a recommendation to council as to who to hire for that position, and then it usually takes a month or so for the candidate to make arrangements. And so we're looking probably around the 1st of August when we see the new chief.
It's one of the most important hirings that a city can make, and coming off the bad blood that arose with the hiring and then the firing of former Chief Gar Nielsen, Tyson says he will remain involved throughout the process and work to have a new chief in place before his last day on the job. Between now and the June 5th election, we will regularly feature interviews with the candidates running for local office. Today, we feature the candidates for the 3rd District Supervisor seat and their views on the drug culture in Humboldt County. Up first is incumbent Mark Lovelace.
On this issue, you know, as local governments, we have a responsibility. We're sworn to uphold the Constitution and the laws of the state of California, and Proposition 215 is one of those laws. And so we don't have an ability to say whether we believe in medical marijuana, support it or against it, whatever. That's not the issue for us. Our job, we're tasked with providing safe access for people who have a doctor's recommendation while protecting public health and safety and trying to reduce the harm that's being done out there in our communities. You know, the harm that's being done is huge. Unfortunately, we're tasked with doing this without any assistance from the state or the federal governments, and they're at complete odds in terms of what we can or can't do.
Challenger Karen Brooks answered the same question. Here's an excerpt from her response.
When we voted for the Compassionate Care Act, we just didn't know the unintended consequences that we're seeing today. No question our economy would be far worse had this underground economy and industry not existed. But from the information we've learned lately, so much of this income is being removed from our area. When you consider the societal effects, I'm not sure we as a community are better off. As I talk to people who are 25 years and older, people have been very tolerant with a live and let live philosophy, but now it's negatively impacting them. People complain that their quality of life has been diminished considerably, especially if they live next to or near a grow house. They fear reprisal if they complain to law enforcement. They worry about what their property value is dropping. They wonder if a grow house is going to catch their house on fire. And frankly, they don't like the smell.
You can hear full interviews of both candidates by going to our website at KINS1063.com.
Mother's Day means many things. A favorite memory or a special time alone, just the two of you. Or it could be your wife enjoying having the kids presenting crayon drawings. At the Benbow Inn, they understand Mother's Day is very personable, just like moms are. Treat mom this Mother's Day the way she deserves. Take her to the Benbow Inn. Enjoy the Mother's Day brunch or some of the unique offerings Chef Brian Hopper presents. Call now and reserve the seating that works best for your mom. The historic Benbow Inn, just an hour away, but it's a world away.
North Coast Senator Noreen Evans has introduced a budget proposal to shift upwards of $40 million in state funding to keep state parks open through the summer season. Using revenue from existing state accounts, the State Senate Budget Committee will hear the proposal today to decide whether or not it will go before the entire Senate for discussion. 20 of the state parks scheduled to close are in Senator Evans's district, and a total of 70 parks are on the chopping block. Evans argues that closing the parks is unprecedented in state history, saying in a statement that the state has never closed a park, not even during the Great Depression, and we have handled the challenge before in a way that was positive for state parks. College of the Redwoods is offering a free informational meeting for all people interested in attending classes to learn to become a certified medical assistant. Medical assisting classes, they start soon, so people who are interested are asked to please attend a meeting this Friday, May 11th, from 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. at CR's Eureka downtown site at 605 K Street, Eureka, to learn about the program. With the KIN Essence of the News, I'm Anthony Mantova.